When we expend negative energy towards others and the world around us, we push ourselves further away from our own success. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts with your host, Richard Levy. Our show provides a positive blueprint to what you could be doing in order to bring more success to your life. Now, here is Richard Levy.
Warm greetings to you, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States and all around the world. This is Richard Levy in Flower Mound, Texas, in the studio with our lovely Morkey, Lucy. Lucy is a breed of Maltese and Yorkie, and Lucy's keeping me company. I welcome you to the show today, my dear friends. You are listening to Wealthy Thoughts, where we discuss the thoughts, spoken words, written words, and visualizations that attract wealth, happiness, love, and prosperity into your life. Change your thoughts, change your life. Let me repeat that. It is becoming a cliche, but regardless of that it may be stated over and over, you really need to let that soak into your soul, into your mind, and your feelings. Change your thoughts, change your life. You don't go about changing people, changing the world around you. You change your world around you, starting with the world inside of you by changing your thoughts. And that's what we talk about at Wealthy Thoughts. Make yourself a better person. You will attract a better life. It's just that simple. You will be receptive and comfortable to more wealth, to having an abundance of happiness and success, and reach any destiny that you set out in front of you to have, to be, to accomplish. It can all be yours with the right thoughts, the right energy, and the action necessary to prove to the universe that you are worthy of an abundant, happy, successful life. Why do many lottery winners of millions eventually end up penniless? Why do men or women in fabulous relationships eventually end up single? Very often, in both cases, the person did not feel worthy of a great life of joy, of prosperity. The solution, and listen carefully, the solution is this: become a better person, regardless of the hurts, pains, rejections, abandonments of the past. By reading messages like my free daily prosperity messages, my posts on Facebook, others that post on Facebook that have quality, that is, and read books on personal development, one book a week, one book a month. Find one. If you need a recommendation, email me at wealthythoughts@gmail.com, and I will make a suggestion. In addition to my book, there are many great books out there that you can learn more from, you can adopt more from, you become a bigger and better person, then you will be receptive and comfortable in your soul of making millions or having that fabulous relationship, of having great health. But it all starts with you, your commitment, your decisions, your discipline to change your thinking, change your thoughts, change your beliefs about what you are worthy of. It starts with believing in yourself, regardless of what happened to you in your past. Believe in yourself. Repeat that to yourself. I believe in myself. I can have whatever I want. It does not matter what somebody did or did not do to you, what somebody should have done for you or should not have done for you. Regardless of the pains, the hurts, the aches of the past, you can have the life you want, starting with believing in yourself that you are worthy of abundance, of happiness, of millions, of a great love life, of a healthy relationship, because it's all about love in this great universe. I want you to not only consider reading a book a month on personal development, more if you can make the time for that and commit to that. but also attend seminars on how you can expand your prosperity consciousness. A simple method to employ to increase your beliefs in a richer life is through affirmations, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Dear friends, we all use affirmations. Did you know that? Whether you use them formally, having them on paper or committed to memory, or on a board that you look at in your office or your refrigerator, wherever you might have affirmations. If you don't have those, you are still affirming. And it may be good affirmations. That is, I should say, it could be good energy, positive energy, and it could be negative energy. Whatever you repeat in your mind over and over, it's those silent thoughts, those repetitive thoughts, the repetitive words you express, you're affirming something, and it may be something helpful, beneficial, helping you have a more abundant, successful life, and it could be full of negativity, of self-doubt, of fear, of worry about what is going on in this world of ours, what is going on in this world of yours. As you repeat these thoughts and conversations, you are affirming either good in your life of hope, self-confidence, of a surety, of a bright future, a destiny, of wealth, or you are fearing and attracting bad people, bad experiences, mistakes with money, and a lot of poverty. It depends on what you're affirming. So what I want to talk about with you today is how you can affirm and what you want to watch for if you choose to use positive affirmations. Why a lot of affirmations do not work. I hear this in my seminars. I get this in my emails. Richard, I've been affirming this. I've been reading such and such words, and nothing has changed in my life. So I'm giving up on affirmations. And I report back to them, or I answer back to them, you really have not given up affirmations. Anything you're repeating over and over is still an affirmation. It's just not a formal declaration that's on paper in front of you that you've committed to memory. So let's talk about affirmations so that you can understand what to avoid and how to use them as much as you want. Remember, words can be empowering or weakening. No one except us has the choice of the words that go through our consciousness, our minds. Let me repeat that. There's no one. There's not a spouse, not a relative, a father, a mother that's out there, a colleague that has the choice of the words that go through our consciousness, our minds. It is us. And that is the first step in the direction of success and prosperity in your life. That is to choose words that are empowering, that may leave you feeling good, more confident, happy, and enthusiastic about a great life that you are worthy of. We may want to blame the media or negative relatives or associates for the words that seem to come and penetrate our mind that are on the television. No, we're barking up, as we say in the old cliche, we're barking up the wrong tree. It doesn't matter what anybody says around us. It matters what we think about what they say around us. Let me say that again. That's a very important concept that I want you to get a hold of. It does not matter about the advertisement on television or on the internet or the bad news, whatever you're calling this, bad news that's on the reported by the news agencies on the in the television or in the internet, or the bad conversations. There is not bad news out there until we say it is bad news, that things are bad out there. Then you are affirming negativity. I'm sorry to report that, but that is really the truth. It's up to you to what you affirm in your mind. You can turn the television off. You can walk away from people who are negative. You can also stop looking at the internet at bad things. It's a choice we have to make. So there's ways to counteract the negativity that's around us. By the way, negativity has been out there since day one of humanity, and it'll be here forever, as well as positive words of empowerment, of success, of self-confidence, of having prosperity are out there. So it's our choice of what we choose to do. This is where affirmations come in. Now, I have my personal favorites. You may have yours. Yes, you can find affirmations in the internet. You can find affirmations in almost every self-development book. Find one that appeals to you and stick with it. We'll talk about sticking with affirmations in just a moment. I happen to tell you, I happen to believe in affirmations. They have worked for me. They work for me. They've changed my life. I can expand on that at any time of the day that you would want to ask me about that. Affirmations have been great for me. They will be part of my life until I check out of this current life that I'm living in now. I will always use them. I believe them. However, for many people, affirmations are tried, but results are empty. Why is this? I'm going to give you five reasons why affirmations for success, wealth, health, love, friendship, anything you want, may not be working in your life, and what you can do to reverse this trend. Now, if you'd like to share your experience with affirmations, please call in during the show today. All right. The phone number is area code 646-652-2293. That's 646-652-2293. Love to hear from you. What we're going to talk about now are the five reasons why affirmations may not be working in your life, and then I will offer you a solution. So it's not all negativity there. First problem with affirmations is this, inconsistency. That is, people have affirmations in front of them on paper, on their computer screen, that are perhaps on a poster board in their office or in their bedroom or plastered on the kitchen, on the door of the refrigerator in the kitchen, but they're not working. Why is this? Well, it could be a number of reasons. What comes to mind right away is this, that they're not, these people, or if it's you, you're not reading them every day. You're not feeling them every day. It's just when the mood hits. I'm going to tell you that you may have some effect on your energy, on your relationship with the universal power, whatever you call the superpower out there. However, it being inconsistent with affirmations brings inconsistent to almost no results. So you have to decide, do you want to commit to affirmations or not? That is positive affirmations. Affirmations then need to take place of the distractions out there on the television, on the internet, text messaging, emailing, long phone calls, being around people who waste your time. That's a personal choice that you have to personally make. So the affirmations need, if you're going to use them, they need to be repeated, spoken with feeling several times a day, morning, lunch, at night, if not more often. The next problem with inconsistency is this. People change them. They start out with an affirmation. They say later on, this is not for me. I don't like it. So I'm going to change the wording of it and start with another one so I can get better. And then I open up a book on self-development, on personal development, and they have an affirmation or 40 affirmations or 100 of them. So I'm going to adapt theirs and maybe reword them. That is all fine to change your affirmations. I change mine, but constantly changing them, you're not making grooves, as I say, grooves in your subconscious mind at all. That, I'm sorry, you're hearing Lucy making noise. You've got to say an affirmation over and over and over so that it becomes a part of your belief system. Then you will have results in your life. Next problem with affirmations that people have with affirmations is this. They say their affirmation, and they may be consistent with them, that is, morning, lunch, at nighttime, several times a day. They may write them down, they may speak them, but negativity follows. That is, they affirm a positive statement or two, and they say it with feeling. That is a correct technique. And then 5 minutes later, they go into fear or a negative conversation. What you've done is negated what you just said in a positive way. So that's why it is up to you to be the guard of your mind, the guard of garbage coming in, of being around negative people, negative energy out there, or your own comments of fear, of doubt, of insecurity, of worry. You need to learn how to change that negative energy so that once you say your affirmations for 5 or 10 minutes, that you don't go into negativity shortly thereafter. It's like you are cooking in the kitchen and making a recipe, and you're making bread, for example. You're making a cake, and you put some ingredient in there that spoils the bread or the cake. And it doesn't work that way. So you need to have self-control, self-discipline on your thoughts. Now, in my book, Thoughts Make You Wealthy, I talk about and describe many different methods on how you can block negativity, negative thoughts coming in without being unkind to yourself. That's the last thing you want to do. You want to always be kind to yourself. And we all have negative thoughts and energy that attempts to come to our mind from many sources, but it's our job to block this negative thoughts, make negative energies change the tune, as we say. The number three, what is the third problem people have with affirmations? Not speaking the affirmation with feelings. Can you visualize a parrot? A parrot says, Polly wants a cracker or whatever. That's a little bit old-fashioned, but I don't know if Polly really eats that many crackers. I've never seen Polly, as a matter of fact. But if you repeat your affirmations in the morning, lunch, and evening, but you read them like you're reading from a very boring book, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have little or no effect with affirmations. Your life will not be changed. You've got to put love, you got to put emotion, you have to put feeling into the affirmations. You need to be undisturbed. You can't have the television going or your text message going at the same time. That is multitasking. A tasking if you expect to have results from affirmations. You need to be alone, if possible, not even driving. You can say, and I do say when I'm driving, with carefulness, always put safety first when you're driving an automobile. But you want to repeat your affirmations with feeling. You can sing them if you care to sing them when you're in a shower or in a bathtub, or you're driving, again, with safety, or at home. Singing your affirmations. It does not matter if you have a soprano voice, if you can record a song or be a movie star or not. When you sing an affirmation, it puts energy out there and the words get mixed with feeling, and then you begin to have results. Again, that has to be done over and over and over, because the snowball starts to grow, the energy starts to build, and you will have reactions to the affirmation. Another way to get reactions from your affirmations are to write them. I do that all the time. I speak my affirmations with feelings, with emotions. I will sing them when I'm alone sometime. I would not put my wife Anne around my singing of affirmations, although I think my voice is wonderful when I sing. And I write them out on paper. There's a magic, I've talked about that in previous radio shows. There's a magic, a neurological magic, when you use your hand and write out your affirmations. That is not the same as getting on your computer and typing them in WordPerfect or any of the other word processing programs. Get your pen, get a pencil, and write in free script your affirmations out over and over and over. You do not need to keep them. You can discard them, but this helps also to make a deeper groove into your mind. So this is another technique. The next one is this. People speak their affirmations with emotion, perhaps. But in the back of our mind, they're doubting that they can be wealthy, they can have health, they can have love. That is, this number four in this list is that a gentleman or a woman is reading their affirmations with feeling, with emotion, pronouncing them. That's all great. But in the back of their mind, they feel doubtful that they can have that. Who are they to be rich? Who are they to be a millionaire? Who are they to have a love life? Who are they to have great health? Who are they to overcome the challenges? So that has to be dealt with. If you're saying your affirmations in the back of your mind, you're doubting that you can really have what you want, then that's going to delay the process of the reaction, the success with affirmations. So how do you get beyond that? Well, that's very simple. Stay with me on this. And that is you repeat the affirmation and you have a conviction in your mind that when you speak your affirmation and you have this worry in your mind, this fear, this doubt that you're worthy of having wealth or success, you realize that your conscious mind is going to be the victor, going to be the winner, going to be the successor. That negative voice can try to raise its ugly head and speak negativity. But on the other hand, no, you're going to repeat your affirmation over and over and over and over and over. And who's going to win? Your positive affirmation is going to win. You've got to have that commitment. You've got to have that commitment and belief that your affirmation can win and will win. So that is a very important point. And number five is this. People speak the affirmation in the future tense. That is, they will be rich. I will have a great relationship. I will be healthy. What is the problem with speaking in the future tense? The mind, the subconscious mind, does not react to that. You cannot talk about what's going to happen. You've got to speak your affirmation in the present tense, as if it's happening right now, as if although it is in reality, I realize it's not happening. You've got to convince your mind when you speak your affirmation, I am doing this. I do have this. I am being complimented. I've reached my goal. I'm living the life I want to have. I am a millionaire. But you want to speak this as if it's happening now and not in the future. Because when you speak it's happening in the future, it's telling yourself that and the universe that you're not going to have it happen. That is more of a dream than a real affirmation. If you have questions about that, again, shoot me an email. So if you have other questions about affirmations, or you want to share your affirmations, please go to my Facebook page and share them. That's at facebook.com/thoughtsmakeyouwealthy. facebook.com/thoughtsmakeyouwealthy. And enter your affirmations, enter your experiences and affirmations, good or bad, and get into the conversation, and I'll respond to all posts that you have there. If you want to share your affirmations or have suggestions, send me an email at wealthythoughts@gmail.com. Wealthythoughts, that's together, @gmail.com, and I can send you a few of my favorite affirmations, and you can let me know if you have any questions, and I'll be happy to respond to your experiences with affirmations. I'm going to guarantee you one thing, ladies and gentlemen, as we begin to wrap up the show today. If you make affirmations a part of your daily life, a new positive energy shifting your fortune, your wealth, your health, your success, your relationships, and your happiness will beam from you, will become part of you, will be your life. It is really, really so simple to do affirmations, to say affirmations, to feel and believe affirmations. But that is where the problem lies, my dear friends. Affirmations are also very easy to postpone, not to do. It's because we have so much other to do in life. We think we do, that is. That is, we like to text, we want to email, we want to check social media, we want to see the latest posts, we want to read what the latest on the internet. And as I've said over and over in this show, we're busy in life because we put busyness into our life. What is more important, your happiness, your wealth, your success, your prosperity, or doing these other actions and tasks that obscure our vision of a prosperous, successful, happy life? You have to make a decision. What is your priority? What is your preference for living? Is this perhaps a statement about your dedication and self-worth if you really are postponing saying affirmations? What is it that you truly want? So I'm going to recommend that you begin today affirming success, affirming prosperity through affirmations. In addition to affirmations, how would you like to have a morning dose of energy, of success feeling? You can do that free of charge, no obligation, nothing to buy, through my daily prosperity message. Join thousands of people. Read the 2-3 sentences that I write. They're truths about success and prosperity and love and health. I want you to read these words, feel them, visualize them, and even sing the words. Simply go to ThoughtsMakeYouWealthy.com. That's ThoughtsMakeYouWealthy.com, and there you can sign up for the free daily prosperity message. Of course, your email is not used for any other commercial purposes. It's not passed on to anybody whatsoever, and you can cancel at any time. There's no obligation. It's a free daily prosperity message. So go to ThoughtsMakeYouWealthy.com. That's it for this week, dear friends. Remember, whatever you focus on, whatever you talk about, and whatever you think about, and whatever you think about is what you become. That determines if you're open to wealth or you secretly reject a rich life. That is up to you. Has nothing to do with what happened yesterday or 10 years ago or 15 years ago. It has to do with what you think about yourself and what you believe about yourself. We'll see you next time on our next episode of Wealthy Thoughts. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. Remember to love, appreciate, admire, and approve of the most important person in your life.
Thank you for inviting positive success into your life this week on Wealthy Thoughts. Please join host Richard Levy again. And this week, think of something positive you can do to bring success to yourself and others.